Hello and good afternoon. This is Greek Music Express, brought to you by the Voice of Greece. Our imaginary train is driven by our sound engineer, Stefania Tsakiri, and by myself, Hercules Ikonam. The week that ends today was dedicated to some grand instrumentalists of Greek music, and today we'll be enjoying the top-class bouzouki playing of an outstanding soloist. Welcome aboard Greek Music Express. Our destination, Lakis Karnezis. Lakis Karnezis belongs to the great, yet obscure, figures of Greek singing. His bouzouki has colored thousands of songs, which he himself never even bothered to count. Hundreds of concerts in Greece and abroad, thousands of appearances in music clubs with the most prominent artists, countless recordings. Together with Kostas Papadopoulos, he was the unparalleled duo of the bouzouki soloists of Mikis Theodorakis' Zorba, which made the Greek bouzouki famous all over the world. Mikis Theodorakis has said that if Papadopoulos and Karnezis had been born in a large country, they would have been world-famous soloists, while Stavros Xarchakos has described them as the archangels of music.
Βαριά σκοτεινιασμένα στα έρημα σοκαγιά τριγυρνώ. Εκεί που πρώτο φιλήσα εσένα με στη θεία πληγωμένα ξαγρυπνώ. Πρώτο φιλήσα εσένα με στη θεία πληγωμένα ξαγρυπνώ. Τα σκουπίδια σαν κουρέλι με πέταξες χωρίς να το σκεφτείς. Με πρόδωσες και τώρα δεν σε μέλει, καινούριο θύμα ψάχνεις για να βρεις. Πρόδωσες και τώρα δεν σε μένει, καινούριο θύμα ψάχνεις για να βρεις. Πώς τα φέρνει, μπορεί κι εσύ μια μέρα να βρεθείς. Σκουπίδι μες το ίδιο το σοκάκι, συγγνώμη στο βουρέλι για να πει. Το ίδιο το σοκάκι, συγγνώμη στο κουρέλι για να πεις.
Lakis Karnezis is the ideal type of the native, autochthonous musician. Passionate about bouzouki since childhood, he first started with guitar without knowing how to read any notes and without having the chance to attend formal musical education, as he came from a very poor family. The truly surprising element for those who've worked with him is the fluency with which he acoustically grabbed sounds and then pulled them out of his bouzouki. The ideal moment, of course, is his musical pairing with Kostas Papadopoulos, who is also theoretically trained. The two of them presented the impressive image of sitting side by side without the hands of their bouzouki colliding, which is explained by the fact that Karnezis is left-handed.
Μουσική φυλάγα να πάω στη δουλειά. Έβγανε σαν πουλιά τα ψαροκάικα. Κάθε πρωί σκαρώναμε μαζί με το μηνά. Ταξίδια μακρινά ως τη Τζαμάικα. Κι αρμενίζαμε στα πέλαγα, αγάπη μου παλιά. Ύστερα το βραδάκι μεθυσμενάκι στα καπηλιά. Σε πίνα κοριτσάκι σαν το κρασάκι γουλιά γουλιά. Κι ύστερα το βραδάκι μεθυσμενάκι στα καπηλιά. Σε πίνα κοριτσάκι σαν το κρασάκι γουλιά γουλιά. Για το χατήρι σου σκάλισα στην πριμάτσα του γόνα θαλασσιά και έγινα μια βραδιά καραβοκύρι σου. Κι αρμενίζαμε στα πέλαγα αγάπη μου παλιά. Ύστερα το βραδάκι μεθυσμενάκι στα καπηλιά. Σε πίνα κοριτσάκι σαν το κρασάκι γουλιά γουλιά. Ύστερα το βραδάκι μεθυσμενάκι στα καπηλιά. Σε πίνα κοριτσάκι σαν το κρασάκι γουλιά γουλιά.
The pressing needs of his poor family forced Lakis Karnezis to leave primary school in the sixth grade and start working as a young barber in his neighborhood in Kokinia. It was Theodoros Alexiadis' barbershop on Petrourali Avenue where I worked for 3 years, but the main reason I went there was that Mr. Theodoros had a guitar and when we were not busy, he showed me how to play. Once Karnezis learned the instrument, he played with the customers of the barbershop as his audience. Many times, it was they themselves who asked for it. Throw a few peñes, kid. Soon, he discovered a neighbor with a bouzouki and began to learn that instrument too. And when he saved up some money, he bought Mr. Theodoros' guitar. It was then that he met a guy who had formed a small band and played in a tavern on Sundays. Little Lakis, who by now had learned the bouzouki, joined him and the rest is history.
πάγε μερισμονιά. Θα δέσω την ψυχή σου με πίκρα γεμερισμονιά. Θα δέσω την ψυχή χαίρε κόκκινο τραγούδι απ' το αίμα της καρδιάς, χαίρε πέτρινο τραγούδι με το χρώμα της φωτιάς.
His live appearances in taverns multiplied. In one of those, Kostas Papadopoulos, who was his neighbor and friend and shared the same passion for the bouzouki, played too, and the two of us started to become known while playing together. Kostas was invited to play with Stelios Kazatzidis, and at the same time Lakis Karnezis had started playing with Ketty Gray. He wasn't even 20 years old at the time. This was the formal start of his career. He worked in various clubs, often together with Kostas Papadopoulos, next to the most important singers. While working for the Columbia Record Company, he met Mikis Theodorakis, the great milestone of his career, with whom he never stopped collaborating, except during the years of the dictatorship. During the junta, Mikis Theodorakis went to Paris, following the international pressure to be released, while Lakis stayed in Greece. He and Mikis also traveled a lot abroad after the dictatorship. In 1981, Karnezis was invited to perform at the National Theatre in Bergen, Norway, in a performance based on songs by Theodorakis. He went there for 6 months, and as he liked it and was in demand, he stayed, married a Norwegian woman, and settled there. And now, Lakis Karnezis only comes to Greece as a visitor. Thank you.
αν είναι πλούσιος ή φτωχός, αυτός το ξέρει μόνο. Κι αν είναι πλούσιος ή φτωχός, αυτός το ξέρει μόνο.
Carnesis recalls, I was born in Kokinia in 1937 to parents who were refugees from Asia Minor, and we grew up in a house that we were given with one room and a kitchen. My parents and my mother's family lived there, three girls, a boy, and my grandfather. And later my sister Dimitra was born and my brother Stavros. I'm the youngest. When I was born, my parents had rented another house in Kokinia. I lived there during the war. But in 1942, my parents divorced and we had to leave because we couldn't pay the rent. So we returned to my grandfather's house, where I stayed until I finished my mandatory military service.
Στο καπηλιό από μήνα μη δυο μας. Ο καημός σου βραχνάς, πάψε να πονάς. Η ζωή γοργά περνά. Δυο κρασιά, δυο στεναγμοί και χελιά. Παλικάρι χλωμό, σίβρα με νεκρό, στο παλιό σταυροδρόμι. Μυρολόι η βροχή, μαύρα παντυχή, στο καλό χλωμό. Σαν τη μάγισσα σε πήρε η Κυριακή.
In the neighborhood, we had two barbershops, one across the street from my house and one a few meters down the street. I used to go to the second one and get my haircut. There was a guitar there. One day, a handicapped man came to get a haircut. He had his legs cut off, and he had a board with a ball bearing that he sat on and moved it with his hands. He played the guitar, but I didn't know it. So that day, I found him outside the barber shop playing the barber's guitar. I was amazed. I had never heard a sound like that before.
Βλέπω σκεφτικό. Τι έχεις άνθρωπε μου, δυο βασανό σε τυραννό άνθρωπε, και δεν μιλάς καλέ. Καλέ μου. ντροπέ τι βγαίνει με το κλάμα. Κουράγιο θέλει η ζωή, ντροπέ τι βγαίνει με το κλάμα. Απόψε ήρθα ως εδώ, μη μου χαλάς τα κέφια, μήπως κι εμείς δεν έχουμε άνθρωπε μες στην καρδιά μας τέτοια. Μήπως κι εμείς δεν έχουμε άνθρωπες μες στην καρδιά μας τέτοια.
And Carnese's narration continues. As soon as I got home, I found a little piece of cardboard, put a rubber band on it, and pretended to play the guitar. That was my first and defining encounter with music. I made the guitar with cardboard and tried to play it, but no sound came out. Later, I made the guitar out of a piece of wood with which they wrapped fabric. I cut it up as best as I could and put a cardboard around it to close it up. In the storage room of my house, there was a damaged mandolin. I took out a big part of it and put it on the makeshift guitar. After I put strings, it started to have a voice. As I was sitting on the steps outside the house one day, playing, I was seen by the barber's assistant across the street, who also played the guitar, and he said, "Come on, let me tune it for you." Then he showed me how to play the first song that I learned, "You Are the Reason I'm Suffering," by Manolis Hiotis.
Ξέρεις πως πως υπάρχει αντιζηλία. Μην ακούς ποτέ την ψεύτρα κοινωνία. Ξέρεις πως υπάρχει αντιζηλία. Μην ακούς ποτέ την ψεύτρα.
Lucky Scarnese's memories unfold. There was no radio around and we didn't listen to anything. Very few homes had a radio back then. After the occupation, when the war ended, the radio started playing folk bands. I remember Zabetta's band playing at that time. So, I continued to study the guitar and I also went to the barber and played with his guitar too. But it was right-handed and I played upside down. One day, his assistant left him and he told me, "Why don't you come and work here?" I was in the sixth grade of primary school at the time. As soon as he told me that, I told my mother because we needed money and I quit school and went to work. Of course, the most important thing for me was not the paycheck, but that I would be with the guitar all the time.
Χαρίσω να μην με ξεχάσεις το καιρό που θα σε τόσο μακριά. Πάρε ένα τραγούδι κι όλη την αγάπη να σε συντροφεύουν κάθε σου βραδιά. Πάρε ένα τραγούδι κι όλη την αγάπη να σε συντροφεύουν κάθε σου βραδιά. Εδώ την ώρα έτσι που μου φεύγεις τόσο ξαφνικά. Πάρε ένα λουλούδι να μου σκοβολάει κι ίσως κάποια μέρα σμίξουμε ξανά. Πάρε ένα μας κοβολάει κι ίσως κάποια μέρα σμίξουμε ξανά.
A good player must have both musicality and technique. You can't be a virtuoso and not be able to play the simple things. It's not enough to be just fast. That's not a bad thing, but if you lack the simple things, you're halfway there. You also have to have the soul in the simple notes and be able to meet the composer's demands. Soul cannot be taught. Everyone brings out their own soul on the instrument. Soloists should play with their soul. Folk music has always existed and always will exist, and there is just one division in all kinds of music. At some point, the good stuff comes to the surface, but there is also a lot of junk underneath. There's always bad quality and good quality. Beyond that, maybe it depends on the producers, who may have some diamond songs, but want to promote other inferior songs. One way or another, music cannot be lost. No matter how much they suppress it, it will find its way. Lakis Karnezis said the following when he learned about the death of his friend Mikis Theodorakis. Music is something intangible. It comes like a wind in our ears. While listening to and playing your music, I always felt an uplifting feeling. The sound that comes out of the notes you have written is divine to me. Nature, that creative force that brings us to life, brought poets and you, their melodist, into the world. God made Adam and Eve, and when he made them, he gave them life with a breath. That's precisely what you did with your music. You gave life to the poet's lyrics, and their words began to travel around, to be sung all over the world. I'm afraid that today's journey in the bouzouki of Lakis Karnezis has come to an end, and it is time to kiss you goodbye with an ultra-popular masterpiece, Zorba. From our sound engineer, Stefania Tsakiri, and from myself, Hercules Kanamu, peace and love, and keep believing in the miracle of Greek music.